NR3 is multifamily,
right,
whatever type building. So those are the differences.
So NR1 would work for what they're wanting to do if they're going to do individual lodges.
Correct.
And then limiting that to, there's 12 acres there. I was looking up, I was adding up the lot sizes of the other, of the residential to the north there. They range in 13,000 square feet to one of the larger ones, which is kind of an odd shape, is 37. So none of them are an acre. Some are less than a half. Looks like the majority are less than a half. And I understand you have roads and you have your sewer system. Could we limit the amount of lodges within that development to 12? If we can, I mean, I'm just trying to, you say you want to work with the neighboring.
I think that'd be agreeable to us.
So that'd be not necessarily one per acre, but essentially it's one per acre.
Yeah.
On your application, on that Taney County District water number 3, just so everybody knows, that's not a county owned or maintained. We do not have any water systems in the county. Those are all essentially, you guys probably know the history better than I do, but a long time ago, certain areas kind of developed their own water.
They have their own board.
Yeah, their own board, their own voted on. That has nothing to do with the government entity. But it's way up north, isn't it? Isn't the water district?
Yeah,
was that just a...
I think that's just a typo. There was never a plan to do water district number 3 because that's not even possible here.
That's why I was wondering how that was even...
I think that was just a misprint on the application.
Okay.
Our plan has always been well because it's the only thing that we can do. And it's the only thing that we can do.
Yeah, because water district number 3 is... F Highway, Reinhardt Road area,
yeah.
Right?
Missouri American would be the closest utility, and they won't, you know, with Elgin, they won't do it. I mean, it would if you pay for the entire infrastructure and go get the easement.
And then as far as the sewer hooking into Hollister, does it run close to there? Was that just something you guys talked about, or was it an option?
We've never talked to Hollister about their sewer.
I just had those questions.
So when you present your plan to planning and zoning, you at that time presented that you were going to drill your own well?
Yes. 2 weeks ago. That was 2 weeks ago. We presented on-site sewer treatment and our own well at that time. And that's the only proposal we've made.
And I'm assuming you have a site in mind where you're going to drill that well.
Probably whatever the well driller and DNR says.
That's why I said I'm assuming they have a site they should have.
Yeah, so you're right here. You're right there.
Okay, I suspected it probably would be.
Isn't that where you were showing that art skipping? He was stating that they were talking about moving the entrance
there.
Isn't that the same place he pointed to for the well?
Right here's the potential change in entrance, and right here's the well.
Okay.
And as far as the entrance, my understanding is those other two entrances were already there, and once the state makes those entrances, don't they have to go ahead and let you use them?
Yes.
That's why when you say Dusty, approved it, he had to.
I don't know if it matters, but I'd like to make one last comment. The gentleman said, we wish that they'd put themselves in our situation. I like to say this. I've been here for quite a while. I've been in the community involved a lot of night rental. And in the subdivision that I live in, Patterson Ducks fell down the lake. It's in the lake. They recently had a vote to change their covenants whether or not to allow night rental. happening everywhere. This is a big deal for a lot of people. I personally voted, me personally, and I'm on board, I personally voted to allow night vigil on my subdivision because I believe in it. Yes, you got to regulate it. Yes, you got to make sure that it's safe and all that stuff. And there are concerns with it, but it is good for the community. Overnight, if it goes through my subdivision, overnight it's going to improve my property value. Overnight, I've seen it. And a lot of these concerns that they have regarding traffic and all that stuff, while legitimate, are often they're overstated, and I've seen it personally. And I'm willing, and so I just want to say that me personally, I do put myself in their shoes. And I personally invested in it, and I personally want it around me. So that's just my final statement.
And I appreciate that. At the same time, my property value doesn't mean anything if I don't ever want to sell it.
Yep. That's true. But you'll sell it someday, I imagine.
I don't ever plan on selling where I'm at. Hopefully my great-grandkids will have houses there, too.
Many people do.
I understand.
And adding to that, the property value would only depend on who was looking at it, who wanted to buy it, what their...
Are we allowed a rebuttal?
I'm fine.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you. I want to thank MRG for at least today giving us a lot more explanation than we ever had. I mean, that's one of the things we're seeking is, and why we have application regulations, is that if we know what's going to happen, we can figure out how we're going to work with them and everything else. I don't have any objection personally. I can't speak for my community. But I believe Mr. Redford has provided us with answers that we didn't have before. I appreciate him acknowledging only building two stories. I think this water source is a significant issue. Where they're going to place it, it's the best place in the world. It's the highest spot on their property. So I have no objection to that. I really don't object to... You know, the nightly rental being built is inevitable. We know this. And, Mr. Williams, I appreciate your concern for monitoring this and maybe limiting the amount of growth. Our association definitely appreciates it. So thank you so much.
You know, stating that it's inevitable, at least like you guys kind of said, now you kind of know what it is as opposed to 10 years from now, who knows? And if it is residential, they could do a lot more. So, anyways, do you guys have any other?
So we're perhaps proposing changing to an NR1?
That's correct.
Like I said, if a motion were to be made, I would change it from NR3 to NR1, change the proposed order.
In fact, some time ago, we had wanted to do that, was put before, and we were told it had to come back that way, but I think we found out since then that we can change it now.
We can go to anything that's less restrictive.
Correct. You can go down the zone.
And
the only thing is trying to figure out a way to make it contingent upon no more than 12 units.
So,
I say you can put in our motion, and then our council may have to get with you, Mr. Finkenbinder, and figure that out, and not issue anything until, maybe not even sign the order until you guys work that out. Does that make sense? Are you agreeable to that?
Yeah.
And once again, everyone has a learning process. We were told in the beginning that we couldn't fit conditions, that once that if we made it in NR1, it was what went with that. But then we found out recently that we can put conditions
right,
on.
Right, recently I got an email that stated and asked if a certain condition was in a motion.
And the thing that kind of concerns me, this has came up before and I've had complaints on about a plan. Once that we make a motion or whatever for NR1 or NR3, whatever, they do not, in the regulations, it does, because it was presented here, you're not given a plan at all. You don't have to prove a plan.
Not until they do the building permits.
And then they...
They can present a proposed plan, but this is only the rezone.
Mm-hmm.
So if these gentlemen walked away from that in a few months, somebody else could grab that same zone property and have a whole new plan.
But they'd still be required under the... They'd still be under the same contingencies.
If you put it in the motion, correct. Yes. But the plan part of it, and plans and elevations and all that, comes in after the rezone, because there's no use to have any of that expense for a developer until they know they can do that. Now, they might show preliminary plans, but when they come in for building construction applications, that's when we have to review those plans.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to see if they match the zoning district density, and they have wastewater, and et cetera. There's one other statement that I've written down here, is the limit to two stories, because you talked about two other parts of the motion.
Will there be...
Could you guys speak up a little bit? I can't hear.
Yeah.
Just mumbling.
And how we do that is by the highest adjacent grade. It's two stories above. So if it's on a slope, we're not going to count that very
basement. You could have a walkout basement if you want.
Correct. Yes.
Did you understand that? It's talking about the two-story.
Yeah.
Doesn't come off the low adjacent. You'd have a walkout and then two stories. It's off the highest adjacent grade.
So move to approve order number 11-28-2022-03 with the amendments in the order stating that it is NR1, not NR3. Also contingent to 12 total units. Is units the proper legal term? Lodges, what does it need to be?
Units.
So 12 total units, single family structures, and then also with the contingency of limiting it to two stories based on the definition. Is that in our code book?
Mm-hmm.
Based on the definition in the code book.
Of course, if you're going to do NR1, it's got to be single family.
I know. We have a motion, ma'am. I'm sorry. After she seconds or doesn't second, then we can discuss.
Did everyone hear that motion? Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
And Scott, this is actually a question for you. That
mm-hmm.
So the one that we denied, right next to it there, can they come back before, again, to be reconsidered?
Yeah, I mean, they could come back for an NR1 or C2 or
so that it passes for the property, then.
So yeah, they could do that regardless of the actions today.
But it gives them more ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask?
I don't mind.
I just wondered if this condition will be for this property only, this ownership only, or is this going to carry forward?
No, it would be with the property.
We still have a traffic issue, but